companies gather this data, there's a couple of good reasons. They want to be able to offer a competitive product. And one of the things they can do is anything they can find out that would help get you the right price, so actuarially base the risk, so that you're not paying for the risk of somebody else and how they drive, is good information. Anything that would improve the safety, because if you've got three or four kids in the car, perhaps they're creating a distraction, and that may be something that causes you to take your eyes off the focus of the driving
process. I'm sure that's never happened to a parent.
Not, of course not. Not any of us. Anyway, so there are reasons to do that, and then what you try and do is figure out, are there behaviors that you can change by collecting some of this data? What we've learned over the years is some of the data that's been collected from people as they drive and when they drive and how fast they drive, it's actually been used to improve the driver's safety. People have actually changed their driving habits because they get discounts if they actually drive better and safer. And then it's also a thing with the car manufacturers as they try and put more and more of this crash avoidance technology in their vehicles.